Welcome to Empath, conversations and intentions around meaningful marketing for soulful, sensitive, empathic entrepreneurs. Join me, the feral writer, to talk with truth and texture about creativity from the heart space, marketing with meaning and emotion. This is Empath. Hi guys, and welcome back to Empath. Today I'm talking about how to make space to be creative. This was one of the suggestions from my Instagram, where I asked for podcast suggestions for things to talk about. And actually, this is something I think is really quite interesting to talk about, how we intentionally carve out space to be creative in a world that's designed to keep us really busy and, you know, in essence, productive. But I would argue against that. I think all the noises and the distractions are making us constantly in a state of panic and rush and to-do, and we're disconnecting from our innate creativity. So I'm really excited to address this today. And I've done 10 points on how to intentionally make space to be creative. I've had so many podcast suggestions. It's been incredible. What I'm going to do is try and do some of them on here and some on my Instagram. I'm going to do videos each week on Instagram to address some of those topics as well. So do find me on there at The Feral Writer, and come along and see the content there as well. So without further ado, here are 10 ways to intentionally make space to be creative. So number one is a creative away day. And I try and hold these at least once a quarter, sometimes once a month, depending on how busy my sort of season is. Essentially, this is a whole day where you get away, you take a notebook, you feel inspired, you do things that make you inspired. So in the summer, that might be me taking my creative away day at the beach. In the winter, that's me taking my creative away day at a local hotel with an open fire down by the river. These are the sort of places I go where I know I can really carve out an entire day, switch off everything, and really get creative. And on these days, I'm doing a mixture of journaling, letter writing, planning, daydreaming, meditating, walking, sometimes spa treatments, swimming. Literally drinking coffee. I'm literally taking space where I don't do any client work. I don't do any membership work. I don't speak to anyone. I don't coach for that day. You know, I make sure, that's why often it takes place on a Friday. You know, I don't do any coaching for clients on Fridays. So I know that I don't have to worry about checking my messages. I can just switch off from all of it. And that's when the best work is done for me, when I really unwind. And I take these regular creative away days because they're like filling up my creative tank with petrol. A time to pause, a time to reflect, a time to really consider what I'm going to be working on for the year, but also to really nurture my creativity and spend time on it and to, you know, invest into it like it's a battery that I have to keep recharging, because I know the more I give from myself to clients, I have to still give that energy to myself and my own business by taking this time. Number two is to choose your notebook, not devices. I'm a huge fan of this. I don't work on a computer. I obviously have to do things like emails, but I don't sort of type work. I'm always trying to write work by hand. I take a notebook everywhere, and I mean everywhere, because you never know when you're going to need it. I could be in a restaurant. I could be in a meeting. I could be on a play date. I've always got a notebook in my bag because I never know when I'm going to need it. Now, sometimes I can use the notes on my phone app, and that's great if I'm somewhere like, you know, a train station and I quickly have to jot something down. But if I want to come up with some real creative ideas, I believe it needs to be a notebook. There's something about digital devices that disconnects you from your own wisdom. That's truly what I believe. So having a notebook with you and putting pen to paper, that art of putting pen to paper is connecting with your imagination, is connecting with the inner flow within you, the creative state, as you allow it to unravel and come out onto the paper. So always, always practice using a notebook rather than turning to your devices and see the difference it makes. You know, if you write a homepage in a notebook, you will see so much better work than if you write it straight onto a computer. I want to see the scribblings, the scrawlings, the edits, the changes, the arrows that point down to where a place needs to go, the starts, the stops, the starts, the stops. I feel like an online Word document doesn't trace you as well. It doesn't show where you've been, where you're going, your idea generation. It doesn't capture the magic of your mind as it's opening. It's already too curated. The moment you start a Word document, it's telling you how many words you've done and what spelling errors you've made and grammatical improvements. And I don't want any of that. I want it completely unfiltered and raw onto the page so that then I can turn it into something from there. So go with your notebook, not devices, is my number two tip for intentionally creating space for being more creative. Number three is to invest in space and silence. Spend your time, your efforts, maybe even your money on creating space and silence. So this can be going for walks every week or every day, going for massages, going for sauna visits, going for swims, getting out in nature. These are just some of the things that I do, like going for a sea swim or going and sitting in a sauna or driving even. You know, I don't intentionally do that, but I've been driving to a dance class for a year. Some of my best work is done on that commute. And yes, I spend a lot of time complaining about that commute, but I do a lot of creative work in the car when I'm in my own head. You know, listening to music, meditation, all these sorts of things are space that you can intentionally carve out in order to be more creative. If you only do one thing to get more creative and to create this space, it's this: block out more stuff, block out more time to do nothing, block out more space to just sit. And that might be sitting, it might be standing, it might be walking, it might be yoga, it might be, you know, driving, it might be going to a spa, it might be swimming, it can be whatever you like, but it's about taking time to not speak to anyone, not be online, and just be with yourself. That is hugely powerful for your creativity. Number four is to have what I call an inspiration shower, where you literally have a shower. I shower every day. I mean, clearly I shower every day, but I shower every day, sometimes twice a day, and I have an inspiration shower. And that is often in the dark. If it's nighttime, I have a shower in the dark. I just close my eyes, and it's not to clean. Yes, showers are great for cleaning and that's expected. But above that, I need space to just stand in the shower, to just stand and think. And I'm completely disconnected in that flow state. Literally, I'm there with my eyes closed, with the water falling off me, and everything changes and my mind opens. And I never know what's going to come, but I know that magic always comes because I've cultivated that state of being in the shower and letting the creativity come every single time, so that now it comes no matter what. So take time to shower, because being in the shower opens you up in a whole new way. Number five is to have creative dates. Make creative dates with yourself. And this is not the same as a creative away day, which is a really full-on day and it's very intensive and it's like a real shot of creativity into your business. This is literally a date. It can be half an hour. It can be an hour. It can be 2 hours. You know, it can be whatever, but it's a shorter amount of time. But the whole point of it is that you're taking that time to do not disturb. It's non-negotiable space in your diary. And that's the thing. So many clients that I work with on coaching, they create this space, but then they give it away. It's so easy to give your space away. And you know what, guys? I've done it myself and I nearly do it all the time. It's so easy for me to say, oh, I can't fit this client in, but I could if I took time away from myself. But I don't do that anymore, because taking time away from yourself, somebody has to pay the price of that. And actually, I would argue that you all pay the price of that. You are not as sharp for your clients if you are not looking after yourself. And that is the true fact of the matter. How can you advocate for them if you do not advocate for you? And so at the end of the day, it's about carving out this space, making yourself turn up to it and taking care of it and guarding it no matter what, so that during this time, you can do anything you like. You can do pottery, you can do painting, you can do writing, you can do walking, you can do journaling, you can come up with ideas, you can just be an open book. You don't need to come with anything. You can just turn up and see what comes out and see what you want to do on the morning. And that's absolutely fine as well. But it's about making sure you show up no matter what. You know, showing up is the hardest part. Turning up, pouring yourself a coffee, sitting down and saying, I've got a creative date with myself. And for me, I have these dates outside of the house. I don't have them in the house because washing, cooking, meal planning, dogs barking, postman arriving, I'm interrupted a lot. And it's so easy to just snap out of it. But when I go out and I'm out in nature or I'm sat even in the park, I don't have to go far. I have a coffee in my hand and I allow myself that creative space. By doing that every single week and not negotiating on that time and space with myself, my creativity tank is always overflowing. And I believe a lot of that is because I'm intentionally putting that time in place. It's so easy to sell your time, guys, to just go over and above for your clients and cram in so many appointments. So you're going from A to B to C to A to B to C, being late all the time and always running till you run yourself ragged. That was me not very long ago. And I wanted to change that. And yes, you know, I get shitty comments from people about the fact I'm always in the spa. Yes, I do. But I do some of the best work in the spa. If you're in my membership, me being in the spa is of great benefit to you. You know, you don't know that, and it can look a bit bougie from the outside, but I don't really care how it looks, because I know what I'm doing for myself, what I'm doing for my business, and what I'm doing for my customers by putting myself there in the first place. Some of my best work is created through these creativity dates. Number 6 is to journal every day. So simple, but journal every day. People do journaling and they do not stick to it. They really struggle with that momentum and maintaining that creative flow. So I would say, even if you just show up for a few minutes a day to journal. Now, I'm not one of these people that says journal for half an hour or journal for 20 minutes or journal for 5 pages or 6 pages or 10 pages or something like that. I just want you to turn up. I don't care if you write one line or 100 lines. I don't care if you write a couple pages or 20 pages. It doesn't matter to me. It's about the act of turning up and practicing putting your thoughts on paper, because honestly, we talk about journaling and we talk about mental health and we talk about how good it is for wellness, but journaling will transform your creativity. 5 minutes in your journal is worth more than 5 hours in a meeting with a creative client. I can get more from my journal for my customers than I can face to face with them for hours. Do turn up to your journal. Practice doing it just for a couple of minutes every day. You know, if you're in Empress, my membership, remember we've got a journaling session every month that you can show up to where we're holding that space for you. You've got optional prompts or you can follow your own free writing, but there's like a community doing it with you. And also for anyone in Empress now, you've also got access to my Scribe Sessions course, which will give you 30-day introduction to journaling with a prompt every day to help you get into the habit of journaling if you haven't done already. Number 7 is to nurture your creativity like a plant, literally to water your creativity. People say to me, they're low on creativity or they want to invest more in their creativity, but they're not doing this. They're not pouring in. They're not watering it. They're not nurturing it. They're not nourishing it. They're not adding to it. If you don't spend time on it, it will die. It will die like a plant. You have to feed it little and often, little and often. Give it light. Give it exposure. Are you doing that? Are you watering your creativity? Are you giving it light and exposure? Are you doing these things? Are you writing in your journal? Are you asking yourself the important questions? Are you going for walks? Are you thinking? Are you taking time out of your busy, hectic life? That's what you need to do to nurture your creativity as a serious cog in your business. Not something fluffy and intangible. It's like, oh, let's all be creative. No, creativity is a cog in your business that can change your business. Because without creativity, you run the risk of being the same as everybody else. When you carve out time to nurture your creativity, that's when you can transform your business. Through doing things differently, through standing yourself apart, through understanding how your business works and what it needs from you, and being in tune with it and listening to it. Number 8 is to do real reading. Real reading. What's real reading? Real reading is reading books, not reading online articles, not reading, you know, Yahoo News, not reading Instagram, not reading Substack. No, you know, no problem with Substack here, but I want you to read. You know what I mean? Read. Pick up a book and read. And it can be a book on anything. It doesn't have to be a book on your topic. You know, if you're a florist, I'm not saying go and read a book on flowers. I'm saying read a book. It can be a fiction book. It can be a book on fact. It can be a book about science. It can be a book about history. It can be a book, but it can be a biography. It can be anything you like. But I want you to read every single week, every single day if you can. If you read a chapter a day, it will transform your creativity. Not because you're learning stuff, but because you're opening yourself to things. I'm most inspired by topics that are not in my industry. I'm most inspired by things that I hear, things that I see, and things that I read in areas that are not my area. You know, I'm always listening and always looking. And that brings me to point number 9. Creativity is everywhere. Stay open. This podcast might inspire something for you today. Another podcast might inspire something for you today. When you go and get your coffee today and you hear the people talking by the counter as they're ordering their coffee, their conversation could inspire you. When you're in the sauna and you hear people talking, those conversations can inspire you. When you're dog walking and you see two dogs interacting, that can inspire you. When you see a creative campaign, that can inspire you. Today I was in town and I was handed some cards promoting religion. And I'm not particularly religious, but I picked them up and I read it because I know that could inspire me today. Inspiration is everywhere when you learn to open yourself up to it and stop being in your busy life. Stop being the person walking down the street fast, running up the escalator, getting to the meeting, getting in the car, bombing to the appointment, next, 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 next. When you start looking around you, looking up outside of your phone, now don't get me wrong, is there creativity in your phone? To a certain level there is. But the number one problem, the number one sort of kryptonite, I believe, for creativity is people looking at their phones, looking at what everyone else is doing. They're all in a trance. If you ever look around you at everyone on their phones, everyone's walking around almost in a trance, looking at everyone else through a screen, rather than looking up and looking around them. This week I saw four people at a bus stop, every one of them standing next to each other in a line, looking at their phones, in their own little world, looking at little squares of other people's lives. They don't know each other's names. They don't know anything about each other. And that's what I love about the sauna, that this week I've met four different people in the sauna. I've spoken to them. I found out their stories. I found out the meaning behind their tattoos. I found out their children's names, where they come from, what they do, what they want, what their dreams are. And guys, this is after 20 minutes a night in a sauna. That's what you can achieve when you really talk to people, when you really connect with people, and you look up and you look around and you're in the real world, rather than with your head down on a screen, looking at little squares of something that, quite frankly, might not even be true. In fact, I would argue most of the time that they're not true. They're portrayed a certain way to create a perception. But so much of social media is smoke and mirrors, and so much of what goes on in the real world is being missed. So I would say creativity is everywhere. It's all around you. Be open. Look up. Connect eyes with people. See where people are. Ask them how they are, and be open to what follows. And lastly, number 10, the power of creating your coterie. I cannot stress this enough. Surround yourself with the right people, because who you surround yourself with inspires you every single day. The conversations you're having, the situations that come up are inspired every single day. Now, I'm not talking about, for instance, me in the sauna. I'm meeting complete strangers. But outside of that, who's your coterie? Who are your friends and your family? Your clients? Who are you talking to? What conversations are you having? And what level are they? What frequency are they? Be really honest with yourself. If you're talking all the time about what's on telly and, you know, what so-and-so is doing down the road and gossiping, and this is low frequency, low vibration. Higher vibration will open your mind, open your heart. So look at who you're surrounding yourself with, and are they making you feel better about yourself? Are they making you feel worse about yourself? Are they inspiring your work, or are they taking away from your work? You know, some of my closest friends, I have conversations with them that inspire me and fill me up so much that I'm constantly running on full when I'm around them. But it wasn't always that way, guys, and I had to make some serious changes that are ongoing, if I'm honest, in order to refine the people around me. One of the best things I did was create Empress, because I decided that I wanted a space that was safe, where creativity was at the core and we could support each other as a really authentic community, not a community of I'm making loads of money, I'm really successful, where we all sell to each other and it's like networking. You know, if anyone's done these business breakfasts, I didn't want that. I wanted it to feel like a retreat away from the world where empathic creatives could really talk and communicate and create real friendships. Real rooted friendships. And that's what Empress is all about. And that is why in Empress, I call our community section the coterie. It's about this sense of camaraderie and authenticity and really connecting with each other. And some of the friendships that have been made in Empress are incredibly magical to witness, because that's what it's all about. For me, I believe even surrounding yourself with high frequency people will change you, up level you, get you feeling better, get you acting better. If you want to go around saying, yeah, but, it won't work for me. It might work for you, but it doesn't work for me. You don't understand. It's really hard for me. My industry's different. I'm different. Everything's rubbish. The weather's rubbish. You want to be that person? Be my guest. But you know what? In my community, you're not going to get that vibe, because we're there as a support network to lift each other, to encourage each other, to empower each other. And that's what I want for you. And that might not be an Empress, but in your network, in your community, in your coterie, how are you supporting yourself and investing in a creative community that will keep you full up and ready to go out and to rise up, to be your best self, and to really be in like connection with your soul essence and everything that your inner creative instinct has to say? We always finish with an invitation to set an intention, so today I'm asking you this. What's my commitment to my creativity? What is your commitment to your creativity? How can you invest in your creativity? What can you do out of these 10 things? Could you take a creative away day? Or if not, could you at least have a creative date once a week? Could you start using a notebook more? Could you journal for a couple of minutes every single day? Could you look at who you're surrounding yourself with and maybe refine that so you've got the right people by your side? What can you do? Take a moment today to write a few notes around it. And remember, guys, whatever you do, all you've got to be is true. Thank you for listening to Empath, the podcast for meaningful marketing for soulful creatives. If you want more from me, head to my website, jesscollins.co.uk, and check out my membership community, Empress, where you will find a community of heart-centered creatives, the Empress Practice, my signature 7 chapters of soulful marketing, and weekly live sessions, from soul goal setting to journaling and personal access to me. The doors are currently open. Be sure to message me on Instagram at @TheFeralWriter to let me know how you found this episode. Take care, and I'll be back next week.